Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
We certainly love value-added. You've seen the legislature engaged in value-added. You've seen the Commerce Department and the Governor's Office engaged in value-added. But on the industry side, value-added means a place for your ethane, a place for a local market for your goods. And North Dakota, of course, has a long history of being great at adding value to agricultural commodities. But I think it's the next economy for North Dakota. Now, it's going to take a while, and Lynn can talk about, you know, in order to have the derivatives off the gas, those developers, these are huge projects, and I think downturns cause them to be a little bit pessimistic, and this is part of that discussion. But certainly looking at new refineries, you're looking at all these things, and we all know this is not an easy path forward. There'll be successes, there'll be failures, but it's a huge path forward for us, for a market, for our commodities, but also for the state.
And that was Ron Ness, president of North Dakota Petroleum Council. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
Part of our reason for having a session that focused on that is, from our aspect of state government, a big part of our job is to prevent inertia setting in or loss of momentum when a downturn like this happens. I had some conversations with folks, and they've talked about how if you go to zero drilling rigs, it really becomes super hard as a company to get started again. You don't have the drilling engineers, you don't have the permitting people, you don't have the surveyors and all of that under contract to get moving again. So inertia sets in. One of the things that we want to really push as a state, and I think as the Petroleum Council, is to keep people planning for midterm and long term at the same time that they're trying to sustain themselves through short term of the downturn. And if you don't put opportunities like value added in front of them, if you don't give those people the chance to network with your operators and with the government relations people, you lose momentum in those areas, which really are, as Ron said, the next economy for North Dakota when prices come back. And it's just a concern about inertia setting in and people stopping working on the infrastructure and losing momentum. But there is still so much to be done in the Bakken and Three Forks. Four-fifths of it is still ahead of us.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies.
I'm hitting record, so state your name, company, for a mic level check.
Pat Hughes, Prairie Companies.
So let's talk a little bit about Prairie Companies before we get into Dakota LNG. Prairie Companies, where are you guys at? I believe you had four branches last we spoke?
Yeah, we have four businesses. We have a field services company called Prairie Field Services, and we move a lot of oil around the Bakken and the Powder River. We have a company called Flatland, which owns saltwater disposal wells. We've got a small company called Prairie Housing, which we started to take care of our employees, although there seems to be a lot of housing, so I don't think that's much of a business anymore, but we do own some real estate. And then we've got North Dakota LNG, the one you spoke about, and that's, as you know, at the tailgate of the Hess gas processing plant up in Tioga.
Talk to me about the Powder River first. What are you guys doing down in the Powder River?
We are moving oil in conjunction with marketing customers and the producers themselves. So we moved about, we've got 35 truck assets down there and probably, I don't know, 60 or 70 employees.
How long has that been going on?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, for me, these conferences mark the passing of time.
Yeah.
So I would say that we started that at the beginning of 2015, so maybe 18 months.
Out of the four, which are you finding the most success? Well, out of the three, because you already answered that, the Prairie Housing is now just a real estate company, so.
Well, maybe that one. You know, maybe, maybe that one. No, we're, you know what? I feel like we're doing really well. I'm proud of our employees and the work that they're doing. And, you know, it's times like this, as you know, Jason, where you have to focus on the operation of your business. And, you know, my philosophy is we're making money every day. We're just not getting paid yet. And we're doing okay. We're all waiting for the, you know, this continued improvement in price. But I tell you what, our employees have done a hell of a job.
So talk to me about Dakota LNG. I love the photo of the first cup of liquid natural gas, you know, that was produced out of there.
Yeah.
Hess has been doing some exporting. Is that involved at all with you guys?
No, we're not. All of our products are used locally.
Okay.
I mean, in theory we could do it, but moving that product would really need to be by rail, and they're not doing that yet. I'm not speaking about Hess, I'm just talking about the industry in general. So no, we're using all the products locally, and we've met with a lot of success. I mean, as you know, the project got kicked off. We produced our first LNG in the fall of 2014. Mm-hmm. Perfect timing, right? Right before the peak. And from that time forward, you know, we got as high as 10 diesel replacement on 10 rigs. You know, today, that was when there was 200 rigs. Now there's, you know, call it 25. And we're on 4 rigs today. So there's two ways to look at it. You look at it market share-wise, or you look at it in volume. Clearly, we wish there was more volume. But you know what? We're well-positioned. People like using it. Like I said, we've had to focus on the operation of the business, so we've gotten a lot more efficient in how we deliver it. Our employees have been awesome in the field. So, you know, we're looking forward to rig counts moving back up. We're starting to see a little bit of that, frankly. One of the things I didn't realize about LNG is, you know, it's a good leading indicator. And what I can tell you is people are kicking tires on fuel contracts. So don't be surprised to see a few more rigs standing in the very near future.
Well, I was going to mention, you're helping power rigs, right?
I am, yes.
And
we are.
How does that work to the average person out there? How would a gallon of liquid natural gas help a rig out?
Okay, so when you look at what powers a rig, they burn a tremendous amount of diesel fuel. And so we can put small pieces of technology in place to make them buy fuel so that they can burn some diesel fuel, but primarily be run on natural gas. So, you know, let's say a rig burns, I don't know, 1,000 gallons of diesel fuel a day. You know, we can cut that by 70%, and we can make natural gas, which is cheaper, cleaner, and frankly more efficient. We can displace that much diesel fuel.
Ron Gibson, he's a president of Questar Corporation out of Salt Lake City. They're building natural gas filling stations across the United States for mostly fleet, you know, because they're doing them along routes that you and I wouldn't normally take.
Yeah.
But, you know, trucking companies coming out of Joliet, Illinois would take it.
Yeah.
Is that eventually who your market is going to be?
Well, that might be a portion of it. I mean, you know, we view transportation as a, you know, well, there's optionality in it, meaning it's not going to be our base load.
Okay.
But we think that there's upside there. I mean, to speak, you know, specifically about it, this is a great place to do it because people come home to the same yard every night. The issue with it is that we need 15-liter engines, and they don't have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12-liter engine for the loads that we're hauling, you know, our company owns, 70 trucks, and we would love to be using natural gas, but we need 15-liter engines. Cummins Westport had one in the pipeline. Mm-hmm. They've pushed it off for a while. So, again, I think we'll see that in the coming years.
To listen to the full-length interview with Patrick Hughes, the CEO of Prairie Companies, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.